From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what it's like inside California's overcrowded prisons. First, though, in Iraq, more than 220 people died over the weekend in various attacks. A single suicide bombing killed at least 130 people, making it one of the deadliest single attacks of the war. In Washington, Defense Secretary Robert Gates has decided to focus on Iraq this week. He canceled a planned tour of South American countries. Next Sunday, the White House is due to send Congress a progress report on the war. And the Senate begins debate today on a defense spending bill. NPR's Guy Raz is at the Pentagon, and he joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Madeline.
Secretary Gates has canceled his South American trip. What should we interpret by this action? Is the White House a bit panicked over the strategy?
You know, Madeline, I would say that's pretty much the only way you can read it, because it wasn't as if Gates sort of suddenly found out that this report was due out on July 15th. I mean, Congress made this clear back in May that this report was a requirement, that it had to be delivered to them by the 15th of July. But of course, over the past few days, you've had several pretty senior Republican senators starting to break with the administration over the Iraq policy. You've had some very bad news coming out of Iraq in terms of what one might call benchmarks or progress. And it's becoming increasingly clear that Congress simply isn't prepared to wait forever to decide whether it's worthwhile keeping such large numbers of troops in the country. So Gates basically decided that he had to cancel this week-long trip to South America to stay in Washington to take part in discussions, debates that will take place at the White House. He may even go to Capitol Hill. We don't know yet.
Well, initially, everyone was focused on the September 15th deadline for General Petraeus's report from Iraq. So is this one coming up on Sunday, is this one taking on more importance, and will it be substantially different than the other one?
You know, it is taking on more importance than originally envisioned, and I think that's because it seems clearer and clearer day by day that the Congress is not prepared to wait until September. September was supposed to be this kind of magical period. You know, September 15th, this report from General David Petraeus, the top commander in Iraq, was going to come out, and at that point, members of Congress who were sort of on the fence would begin to decide whether they were going to continue to support the troop surge or whether they were going to start talking about a pullout, a phased withdrawal. Now, that just isn't on the cards. And so this July report that's supposed to come out before Sunday is taken on a whole new importance. One of the problems with this report is that the full force of the surge really only came about around mid-June. So the report will only be able to measure progress, or rather lack of progress, based on the full surge strength. So really only about the past two and a half weeks.
Now, the White House has adamantly refused to announce a troop drawdown or talk about it publicly. But where is Gates on this? What is his position privately on removing troops from Iraq, or at least a phased withdrawal?
You know, Madeline, Gates is a pragmatist. I mean, he understands the political consequences of the Iraq War. And the Iraq War is not just the war in Iraq, but it's also a political nightmare for Republicans on Capitol Hill. And Gates has been saying all along that he wants to see a bipartisan consensus on how to go forward. You know, and I suspect one of the reasons why he felt compelled to cancel this trip was so he could really weigh in these meetings and basically say to his colleagues on the National Security Council, look, we need to get out ahead of Congress, and we need to come up with a suitable alternative that will appeal to Republicans and Democrats, or a sizable number of Democrats, because without that, the president, you know, will basically lose control over his Iraq policy entirely.
Well, let's talk about the coming debate this week. Four prominent Republican senators publicly parted ways with the president in recent weeks. How will they influence this week's debate?
Well, three out of those four happened in just the past, really, past week or so. Pete Domenici, George Voinovich, Richard Lugar. I mean, these are all senior Republicans. They're going to have an enormous impact. Of course, John Warner, the senior sort of statesman-like Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, They're now talking about endorsing the Iraq Study Group report, the Baker-Hamilton report. The president has to be paying attention to these guys. There's no question about it.
NPR Pentagon reporter Guy Raz, thanks so much.
Thank you.